Okay, we're on. Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board meeting of Friday, February 22nd, reconvening in open session at 11:45 a.m. Eastern, 8:45 a.m. Pacific, and we are back in open session. Thank you for rejoining us. The matter which we still have on the floor is the challenge to the seating of one of our members from D.C. We have a main motion and a substitute motion. The substitute motion will come first. It's been motivated by Member Burden. That motion states that this board will seat Mr. Norman, and that the seating of Mr. Norman and the prior seating of Dan Siegel shall not be interpreted as precedents for the organization going forward, but as a time-specific and individual-specific situation. Correct? I mean, as a paraphrase? Okay. And that is the substitute. The main motion made by Member Luzette King was to not allow the seating of Mr. Norman based on his membership as a commissioner in the Advisory Neighborhood Commission in Washington, D.C., as being a disqualifying position for serving on the Pacifica National Board, and that he would be deemed to have resigned his position on the Pacifica National Board and the local station board because of his status with the Advisory Neighborhood Commission. Is that correct, Ms. King? Thank you. So now, for new members, in terms of how Roberts works, in terms of how Robert's Rules of Order works, is we will vote on the substitute motion first. If it passes, it becomes the main motion, and then we take a second vote to ratify that and make it pass. So there are two votes if you support the substitute. If you do not support the substitute, then that motion is voted down, and then you go to the main motion, and you vote that up or down, depending on how you feel about the main motion. Conceivably, both motions can be defeated. So, but that is how it works procedurally. You vote on the substitute first, and it either passes or doesn't pass, and if it passes, it becomes the main. And then we vote on the main motion, whichever one it is at that point. Ms. Apolliner? One moment. Oh, yes, thank you. Sorry, and my colleague, Ms. Apolliner, thank you. Also, for the benefit of new members, abstention is an acceptable vote, and it is a vote. So if you are not sure on the issues, or you simply don't agree with either motion, or for whatever reason that you may have, you may abstain as well. So you can vote yes, no, or abstention. Member King asked for a roll call vote. For the benefit of the stream, we always call everybody's names, whether we're doing it here in person or on a telephone meeting, but a roll call vote is a specific procedural request. So it's been requested we'll take a roll call vote.
We're voting on the substitute motion first.
Correct. Yes. So substitute motion, Brian?
Procedural inquiry, shouldn't you be ruling on this? I mean, our bylaws are very clear that if you want to vote to take someone off the board, it's two-thirds with notice. I think what we have here is an interpretive question. Whether someone is a board member, that needs to be a ruling of the chair. And if somebody wants to vote on it, they have to appeal whatever the ruling is.
Point of order?
Thank you, Brian.
Point of order?
I love it when it's all my decision. Thank you.
No pressure. No, I mean, the chair has already accepted these motions and placed them onto the floor. By doing so, the chair has made the ruling that she is going to entertain the motions, and that she's going to respect the will of the body to vote on them. If Brian wants to overrule the accepting the decision of the chair to accept the motions, he can do so, but you've already done that, and you've placed them on the floor. So unless someone is overruling, we are proceeding to them.
Thank you. And I have to say, in a question of this magnitude, whether someone sits on the board or does not sit on the board, that involves the historical conduct of the foundation, as well as whether, you know, all of these permutations, I think it's appropriate that the body make this decision rather than myself unilaterally, because it's been raised as a sufficient controversy that I think it's worthy to be voted on by the full membership. So, that would be my ruling. I'm happy to entertain this regardless of which way it goes. I've got John Crumshaw and then Lydia Brazone. John?
Just a procedural
into the mic, please. We're streaming.
A procedural note, I would take the opening of the meeting and the seating of the current people here as being de facto recognition of their membership on the board. Further actions then are incumbent upon this body, but I think that decision was already made when people were seated.
Thank you. Technically, people aren't seated yet. We've been dealing with seating for the last 2.5 hours, that we have not even called this meeting to order beyond seating yet. We haven't approved an agenda, and we haven't elected officers pro tem. We are simply struggling over who, in fact, comprises this body at this point, because there have been challenges to that, and we're not done with them yet. And again, I stress how much listener money we are spending on this, but it is what it is. We're going to go to a vote. Ms. Brazon.
Yeah. Okay, so just for a point of clarification, therefore, since you're saying that people have not been seated, you haven't accepted it, so this does or does not require the majority versus two-thirds vote? Just for the record.
I believe it's majority. I mean, and if I'm incorrect, somebody can certainly challenge that. But that's how I'm interpreting it at this point. These are regular votes, you know. So without further ado, because we have public comment in 10 minutes, I'd like us to go to a vote, please. So the first motion. Yes, this came up in closed session. I apologize. It's a recommendation of council that I respectfully request the D.C. delegates to recuse themselves from the vote. And that would be all four of you, because the other delegates are also potentially impacted by the decision of the body regarding the one delegate. Thank you very much. So we're going to go ahead and take a roll call vote. I'll call the roll. And if you support the substitute motion, then vote yes. The substitute motion, again, to reiterate, is the motion put forward by Ms. Burden, which would be to accept the seating of Mr. Norman in this instance. I'm sorry, did you have a question?
Yes, I have a point of information. Why are we doing a roll call vote?
It was requested.
Don't we have to vote on that?
No.
Whether to have a roll call
vote? Anybody can request a roll call vote. I mean, some of that is, how do I put this? I call everybody's name, or, you know, the names are called every time we hold a meeting because we stream. So you always know how people voted, but a roll call is a specific, you know, request. All right, so the substitute motion put forward by Member Burden is that the seating of Mr. Norman be accepted, and that this seating and the prior seating of Dan Siegel not be construed as organizational precedents for future cases. I can't, you know, whatever it means, it is what it is. That's the language that was put forward in the motion. Okay. The motion, though, on the floor is that this that Mr. Norman be seated, but that this not be interpreted as precedent for decisions in the future of the organization. Is that correct, Ms. Burden?
That is correct. The language without prejudice came to mind, but maybe that's from a different...
Thank you.
Yes, that was correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to call the roll and vote yes, no, or abstain, and then we'll see where we get to the main motion. I'm just going to actually, well, here, I can do it right off of here. Here we go. So everyone but the D.C. delegation, which has graciously agreed to recuse themselves. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg. Dan Siegel is not present. Margie Wilkinson.
I pass for the moment.
Certainly. And yes, and I'm sorry, also for new members, if you're not sure, you can pass and be called at the very end if I call your name and you haven't made a decision yet. Lydia Brazon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Summer Reese, I don't vote, except to break ties or make them. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lane-Ewart.
Abstain.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar.
Pass.
Nancy Henschel.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Pass.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Manajay Saba.
Yes.
I don't have a secretary.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a yes, Manajay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me come back around to the passes. That was Margie.
No.
Okay, that's a no. And I'm sorry, I had another pass. Who was that?
You had a couple.
Jessica.
Richard Uzel.
I'll vote yes.
That's a yes. Has everyone voted?
Jessica.
Yes.
And Serene. That's a yes. And Serene Roberts.
No. I abstain.
And that's an abstention. Thank you. And General Counsel, my secretary. Okay, we have 10 yes, 4 no. Does that coincide with other people's notes on the matter?
Yep.
Okay, so the motion passes and becomes the main motion. So the substitute has become the main, displacing the one which would have excluded Mr. Norman, and now we take another vote, and if it passes, then you're seated.
I'd like to move to divide.
To divide what?
the language about precedent, which is very confusing and
disturbing. It's too late to divide at this point. It's already passed. You should have moved for that before we voted on it.
It's now the main motion. It's still subject to amendment or division.
Okay, so you're asking to divide this into... Please go ahead and phrase it exactly.
So that we take separate votes on seating him and whether or not that's precedential.
I think that takes apart the intent of that particular motion. It would require a different motion. I mean, that was integral to her motion, actually. I can't divide that. They're not separate issues in terms of how this motion was phrased. Someone could have put forward a different substitute or an amendment. You could have amended the substitute. That would have been permissible. But
a motion to divide to treat it as an amendment.
No, no. Okay.
You take a vote on whether or not to divide.
Okay, so I'm making a ruling that no. That this would be integral to her motion, where the two component parts, and it's not divisible. So if you'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair, we can take a vote on that.
Why not just vote on whether or not to divide?
Because I made a ruling.
Okay. I'll appeal.
Okay. Thank you. That's fine. So if you support the ruling of the chair, vote yes. And if you do not, Serene Roberts, no, it's the other way, isn't it? I hate that one. Yes, Serene.
Well, I don't know. This is a question. Can you guys hear me?
No.
Well, I'm as close as I'm going to get to the mic.
We can hear you now.
Thanks. In fact, if and this is to the council, please. If in fact something has happened once, twice, can we in fact now say, well, you know that precedent? It's not really a precedent.
Yeah.
The question is to counselor.
No. The problem is we're in the middle of voting now.
It informs my vote. I want to know whether, in fact, we're in make-believe land, where we're saying, well, what we did before, and what we're doing now, we're doing now.
Folks, we don't need crosstalk. We've had 2.5 hours of discussion on this subject. We're now in the middle of voting. He has answered over and over again as to precedent.
He hasn't answered that question, not to my knowledge. If he has, I'd appreciate it.
We're past debate on this, though. That's why we went back into
open. It's a point of clarification.
You wish to clarify this?
I think he's gone over this somewhat extensively in terms of the fact that this is interpretive of the court. So,
Madam Chair, he has not answered that question.
We're in the middle of voting now, though, so it's not... It's not appropriate to continue asking questions at this point.
That's not correct. I can, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, may I ask that people ask for a point of order, wait to be recognized, and then begin to speak?
Yes, and we need to deal with the appeal of the ruling of the chair, and then we'll see if we come back around to this. Okay. So, my ruling was that this is not a divisible question based on how the motion was put forward. The pieces are integral to each other. That's how it was phrased, and that it could have been challenged by amendment prior to its becoming now the main motion. The ruling has been appealed, so we'll take a vote. If you support my ruling, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no. And we'll see where we're at. Janice Lane Ewart. I'm just going to go around the table at this point.
Pass.
Okay, fair enough. Serene Roberts.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
The motion. I'm voting on whether or not to support the ruling of the chair that we can't divide the question, right?
Correct.
And if I vote...
Yes, you support the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, you do not.
I vote no.
Okay, thank you. Brian?
No.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Tony's not voting. John Crumshaw?
Yes.
Okay. Amanda J. Saba?
Yes.
Thank you. Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Richard Ussel?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Nancy Henschel?
Yes.
Thank you. And the passes?
Yes.
Thank you. Janice Lane Ewart? Serene Roberts?
No.
No? Okay. And did I have another pass? Okay. Thank you. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. How much do you have? Okay, 11 yes, 5 no. The ruling of the chair is upheld. Now it becomes the main motion. And Ms. Roberts, could you just restate what you wanted clarity on?
to counsel, can we truthfully say that something which we've allowed twice is not a precedent?
That's debate. I'll let counsel answer it in whatever limited fashion he thinks is appropriate as our attorney.
Actually, I think I did it. It may not have been the specific question, but I think I actually did cover this. We can put in what we want. If the issue is litigated again at some future point, a court may or may not take much advice from what we have said. Fair enough.
If it doesn't damage the wood, what's the problem? It's behind you. How is it annoying? It's behind you. You can't see it. Why is it annoying?
It's annoying. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Just give it a number. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
It's free speech.
We're still working.
Opposing it is more disruptive. What, Janet?
Would you take a vote?
I guess.
I'll continue with the vote because we have public session. Yes, please. Not public comment.
Go. Let it go.
I will deal with this over lunch, okay? I mean, I'm sorry. At the end of the day, this stuff is not tolerable, regardless of how decent it may be and how well-motivated. Okay. So we are going to go ahead and you answered the question. Thank you. We're going to take a vote on the main motion. The substitute has become the main motion. And I've reiterated it several times, but it is that Tony Norman will be seated and that his seating and the prior seating of Dan Siegel should not be construed as organizational precedents going forward. If you support that as the main motion, now please vote yes. If you do not, vote no. And if you feel some other way about it, then you may abstain. I'm going to... Yes, ma'am?
Madam Chair,
the microphone, please.
Sorry. I think for the benefit of our recording secretary that we not go around the table and do names.
Yeah, no, I realize. I'm going to go back to the list. Thank you. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I vote yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
I vote no.
Lydia Brazone.
Abstain.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Abstain.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lane Yord.
Abstain.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar?
Pass.
Nancy Henschel?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Pass.
Manajay Saba?
Abstain.
And let me go back around to my passes. Who was my other pass before, Serene? Jessica?
Yes.
Serene?
Abstain.
Thank you. Who else is writing down the actual vote count? The council has 9-1, but I need... It's more than that.
There were several abstentions.
No.
It's the abstentions. Okay.
I have 5 abstentions, 1 no, and...
9 yes?
9 yes.
Okay, so the yeses and the noes. He's not writing down abstentions.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion passes. Welcome to the board, Tony. Ms. Medina. I've got... Yes, I've got Medina, and then Ms. Rosenberg, and then Ms. Roberts.
Five.
I'd like to bring a point of order and a couple of different things. So one is that I'm fairly new to Pacifica, relatively speaking to other folks who...
Not a point of order?
It is a point of order. I'm going to get to it.
Order.
I'm sorry. What is the point of order?
So my point of order is that as a matter of abiding by our documents, the bylaws, is that the WPFW directors not be seated because they were not nominated. It is a point of order.
Okay, folks, the reason it's out of order is we have a time certain of 12 noon for public comment. Not that...
I can still make a point of order.
Okay, so go on. What is your point of order, Brenda? Please, other people don't tell her she's out of order. That's my job. Go ahead.
so that none of the currently seated representatives of PFW were nominated by the December 31st deadline as defined by the Pacifica bylaws, so they're not eligible to serve. Therefore, the LSB members of the WPFW who were nominated by the deadline should be seated. And that is my point of order, and I am allowed to do that. In case you need a reference, John Crumshaw, you can check to page 445 of the latest of Robert's Rules, because I can't put that in as a point of
order.
Would
you like to go ahead and just read the reference, Brenda, just for clarity? Thank you.
So the point of order being that an election may be contested only by raising a point of order. The general rule is that such point of order must be timely, and then it goes on to reference other page numbers, which...
Okay, so you're challenging the underlying election to the PNB,
yes.
Is that correct?
And, yes, that is correct.
And then our seating of those people elected?
That is correct.
Ms. Rosenberg?
Okay.
And my microphones? Yeah. The public is hanging on our every word.
You get on the stack to talk about one thing, and then it's turned into 27 other things by point of order before anybody calls on you. But where I was going with this is I wanted to put a motion on the floor to deal with some of the larger issues that we discussed at length this morning and in the closed session. So I think that I'm going to do that, and I will ask that you reserve it for whatever place is appropriate when we're all done with seating challenges, which, of course, may not be for many hours to come.
What is it again that I am going to reserve and keep track of?
The motion that I am going to put forward, okay. Which is that the Pacifica National Board requests the PNB Governance Committee, which is the proper place for this, to review the bylaws provisions regarding ineligibility to be a delegate due to public officer and position clauses, including looking at past incidents of seating and unseating, California Supreme Court language, intent of bylaws language, and issues of firewalls between the press and the government, and draft clarifying language for recommendation to the PNB. The body would need to act to refer this to the governance committee.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking for us to do.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do procedurally. What's going to happen with this right now is because, the D.C. delegates recuse themselves from the previous vote, so that vote isn't implicated. We now have a challenge to their seating. We have not yet actually proceeded to conduct the business of the foundation. Tracy, if you'd please keep that motion in reserve. I think it is an important one. And as soon as we're actually done with seating challenges and are in an open session, we can put it on the agenda, probably for tomorrow, the way today is going. Since technically the rest of today is in closed session after lunch, and we haven't even gotten through anything this morning. So, Ms. Wilkinson.
I move that we now adjourn, to public comments. Because even though we haven't adopted an agenda, the public is here and came on good faith based on our announcement that we would be ready for public comments at noon. So my motion is that we now take public comments.
I do like to respect the public comment times. I'm cognizant of that as well and don't like to disrespect people's time when they bother to come to our meetings.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Crumshaw?
I just wanted to add a clarification, and there is an official publication by Roberts that helps to explain complicated points such as point of order. Now, a point of order, and I can read this very briefly.
Excuse me.
Any member may call the attention of the chair to a violation of the rules. So a point of order deals with a violation of the rules, the procedural rules being followed at that particular meeting.
Excuse me.
Not to debate an issue.
Madam Chair, I have a motion on the floor which deserves to be voted on, please.
I have to deal with Brenda's point of order first, and then I have to deal with the motion. I apologize to the public in advance for how we conduct ourselves. I apologize to the public at all times over these things. That being said, so Brenda, your point of order specifically is that these members were not... go ahead and just reiterate it so I can make a clear ruling.
Was that a motion or
no.
Was it a point of order?
She's making a point of order.
Is it well taken?
I just want to hear it clearly and concisely so I can well take it or not.
So my point of order being that we would be seating these members after this after the approval of the agenda. Now, my point of order being that they not that the WPFW directors currently in this table not be seated due to the fact that the Pacifica bylaws state that nominations need to be done by the December 31st deadline. Therefore, they are in violation of the bylaws, should not be seated, and therefore those who have been nominated by the deadline should be seated instead.
Okay, I don't find that to be a point of order in terms of like the conduct of this meeting or anything that I could rule on. That should be phrased as a motion if you wish to challenge their seating, and it would be taken as a vote. It's not a point of order because it's it frankly reaches back to everything that's going on at a local station, which obviously I can't rule as a chair on the conduct at the local station board level. People have tried to do that already when I attend local station board meetings and say, well, gee, you're higher up the food chain. Why didn't you overrule this person? Because it doesn't work that way. So I cannot accept that as a point of order, so it's not well taken, but if you wish to rephrase it as a motion, that would be an entirely different animal.
So what is your ruling?
That's not a point of order. That's my ruling. That is not a point of order. It's not something I can rule on. I can't simply state you guys are off the board.
That's a ruling. Your ruling is that it's not a point of order.
My ruling is that it is not a point of order.
That's all.
And it can be addressed by some other means, obviously, you know. Then that brings us to the motion which Margie made, which was seconded, which is that regardless of the contestation of the seating of this board or the lack of the adoption of an agenda, because we're still contesting seating, that we respect the public, there's several people out there, and allow them to address the board such as it currently stands during the public comment time that was noticed, and then we would resume these discussions afterwards or wherever we go afterwards. Is there an objection to going to public comment since we are about 11 minutes into it right now? We do have many people from the public who've obviously come here in time for the public comment period. Is there any objection that we take public comment? Okay, and hearing none?
People are signing up.
Okay, people are signing up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.